you know, plan out exactly what it is that you want to accomplish in 2012. So that, for instance, you know, it's one way to do it is to think of the year in three chunks or in four chunks, quarters, you know, every 3 months. So from January to March, what do I want to achieve? And in April, May, June, what's my main project? And July, August, September, what's my main project? And then October, November, December, think of it as like four projects. Or you can think of it in terms of a month. By you know, what do I want to do in each month to promote my my coaching services or create a new product? So think about it that like the chess idea of thinking three moves ahead. Whenever you're doing something, you want to think, okay, what kind of system could this be part of in the future? A larger training system, so that the idea is that you do something once and then you get paid several times over. Many times throughout your lifetime for doing the same piece of work. So you want to sell, so you can sell your products individually, you know, each CD individually, each special report, or you could do it in sets, you know, smaller sets of three items or so, two or three items in a set, or you could bundle a lot of things together and sell them as a whole, as an entire system. So, and you can think of three different types of products too. You can think of digital and digital goods, and you can think of hard goods, and you can think of it as you can do interactive type products. So digital would be things like digital downloads that people could download from your website. They could download MP3s, PDFs, videos. And hard goods are, of course, you know, printed books, DVDs, CDs, the actual physical product. A lot of people still like that tangible product, something they can hold in their hand, a CD that they could actually, you know, just put in their car and play it, and that they don't have to transfer it over to a, you know, an MP3 or something. They like that physical product. Other people, you know, like digital products more. Depends on the age group too. So younger people tend to like digital products, and older people maybe go for more hard products. But I think but there's no one hard and fast rule. It's good to have your products in as many different formats as possible, so that you get a wider audience. And then the third area is interactive. You can have teleseminars, webinar materials. You could put them on a download page on your website, so that you you can direct people to that page and get recurring income from that. So all those are ideas for doing your products. Digital, think of it in terms of digital goods, hard goods, and interactive material. And so you can have that same file, that same information that you create in multiple formats. And so instead of making income once on something, you can, you know, you could have people paying you for the same material, you know, three or four times in different ways. So that's the idea I wanted to emphasize to you, is working smart, you know, smart marketing. You want to be able to work once and then get paid several times over. So, you know, think to yourself, okay, how many of you, you know, could do a teleclass just like I'm doing here? This is free. We're using freeconferencing.com, which is a free service. And you could, they actually record this on freeconferencing.com, and then you could make a product out of this. So think about that as you're doing this. When you're coaching a client, if you're coaching a client by phone, you could be recording the call. You can ask them permission, of course, and record the call, and then so that you get your voice, you know, recording, doing coaching for them, and then you could also turn that into a product where you could be selling it on your website, again taking off the identifying information of that client, but you could still have your wisdom, your years of experience and knowledge and experience just all on that CD or MP3 that you make. So there's just amazing, it's just endless what you can do with all this stuff. So let's get into the specifics. Now let's take audios, for instance. You could take an audio product, anything that's audio. It's a fast, easy way to create a product, which is MP3s. That information is in the Performing Edge Coach, you know, membership site there, where I tell you how to, in one of the modules, how to download Audacity, or you can just go to, you know, search on audacity.com, it'll come up there, how to download that. It's a free program, and you can just easily, you can record your audio, or you can use other things like GarageBand is a program too, where you can record audios, and then that audio can go on people's iPods. Of course, you can create CDs from it. You could do a podcast, which is just basically a series of MP3s, like your own radio show that you put on your website. You could make the MP3s as downloads on your website, on a special download page. And you could put them up on iTunes. And so you could sell it through your shopping cart. And if you want to know about shopping carts too, you can just go to the resources area, coaching resources, on the top of the page, the membership site there, on performingedgecoach.com, and there's a link there to the shopping cart that I use. Or go to viprunning.com, and you can see the shopping cart that I use there. That's can be a useful resource that I've used for many years and really happy with. And so MP3s can also be a bonus to your other programs. So it could be like something you give away for free, and then it can lead to a larger sale on another product. So you say you're selling something larger, and you say, okay, and you get this free MP3 or series of MP3s as a bonus to what you've it's to something bigger that you're selling. You could also have the MP3 like as a CD, and when you're given a talk somewhere, you could hand it out as a free, something free to the audience that promotes your services. So think of all the different ways that you could use your audios, your training programs, how you could take your, you could basically just, this is all done on your laptop computer with a free program like Audacity. Like I was saying, it makes a WAV file or an MP3 file. And then you could turn that MP3 into a CD. You could turn it into a podcast, which is, people could pay a subscription every month to get your podcast, which could create recurring income for you. You could do repurposing in many ways. So one recording can turn into like four different products, all these different ways you could do it. It could also, you can, like I said, you can give it away for free on your website and have a little box on the upper right-hand corner that I've talked about, your opt-in box, where you collect people's name and email in exchange for giving them something for free. So you could give them this free recording. Let's say you did a recording on mental training or visualization for peak performance in your sport. And you could put that there. And that gives people, once people hear your voice and they hear your excitement and your energy and your knowledge, I think they really want to work with you much more. So they'll want to, buy your products. And once they buy something from you and they find out how good it is, they basically become your raving fans, and they'll want to buy everything that you do. That's been in my experience with people who've bought your Performing Edge book. Then they want the CD, and they want training programs, and so they'll want to get everything that you produce. So you want to make sure that it's good quality. But shoot for, something that's really good. It doesn't have to be perfect, but put your best effort in is what's important. Now, MP3s, here's some other ways that you could repurpose them into more products. You could sell the transcripts. There's one woman named Joan Stewart who made, she had done a lot of of MP3s, and she sold those for many years, and then she found that she was tired of making new MP3s all the time, and but she wanted to get more sales, and so she realized, oh, if I just turn these into transcripts, have them transcribed into text, she was able to sell, she was selling the MP3s for $30 each on her site, and now she was able to sell all the transcripts for $30 each as well, as a separate product. It can be a whole other part of your store, so you can use the MP3s. You still have the MP3 as an audio, but you can also sell the transcripts. Now, we used to think, oh, geez, transcripts are really expensive to get, someone to transcribe it. Now you can get somebody like on Fiverr.com. We talked about that website, Fiverr.com. It's Fiverr.com with two R's at the end, and you can get people to transcribe something there for $5. That's pretty amazing. You could use the program called Dragon. That's Dragon Naturally Speaking for PCs, and it's called Dragon Dictate for Macs. And there's actually a function on there on the new version 11 where you just can say put in your audio. You can play your audio and click the button that says transcribe, and it will actually transcribe. If it's your voice, then it knows your voice well. You have it trained to understand the way that you speak, so it typically will transcribe very well, and that's just completely free. It's just typing out what you've said, so it works really well that way, so you don't even have to hire someone. You can also go to a place like Odesk, O-D-E-S-K, Odesk.com, and you can get people, freelancers, to do it very inexpensively. Transcribe an audio, like 1 hour of audio for maybe $20 or $30. And so each teleseminar you do, each coaching session you do could be a transcript. And think of all the transcripts that you have. I mean, it's just, and transcripts are very detailed, far more detailed than maybe other types of training. So people love to just sit down and read transcripts, read your voice. And once you become more and more well-known, they're hanging on your every word. So, and then you can have the transcripts cleaned up as well so that it becomes a really nice piece of training for you. So that training is really detailed. And you can also use the MP3 as a background track for, if you're doing a PowerPoint presentation and you want to turn that into a video. We'll talk more about that, in detail on our next call too, about how to do that. But you could create a PowerPoint slide training you've got this MP3 that you've already done, and it could be the background track, and then you just put slides to it and record it with a program like Camtasia. Cam Studio is free, C-A-M Studio. You can just Google that. I also just heard that there's a, if you're interested in getting Camtasia, they have a special right now. There's a link. I can send you the link. I don't have it right in front of me here, but it's normally $200 program. Sometimes $250 program, and they have a special right now where it's, if you go to this one website, it's only like $7, a one-time fee. So I'll send you the link for that, and hopefully they're still doing that. So it's a really great way to get a great screen capture program for you so that you can get that Camtasia software for really cheap. Here it is. I've got the link right here. It's hunterridge.com/12days. So Hunter Ridge, like Hunter, HunterIdge.com/12days. It's like the 12 days before Christmas. And so they have a special deal where you can get the Camtasia program for $7. And it's basically their retail price is $299 on their website. So that is an amazing deal that they're doing right now. It's a sort of a special where you donate to this one group. And so check that out if you want to get that program, because it's the absolute best software for doing, creating videos so that you can put them on your website. You can do you know, capture your PowerPoint program and have your voice in the background with an MP3, and then you've got a wonderful video that you can put up on YouTube or sell on your website. So I've got, this is sort of part one of product creation, and then we can do part two. We've got much more that you can do, you know, to become an author and to use your transcripts, and want to talk about video and how to repurpose your video, how to do teleclasses, how to do webinars. I also want to tell you about fulfillment services, how people can handle your products and print on demand, and more about Kindle. Also, Smashwords is a great resource. We'll talk about that. Smashwords.com is a way to turn any your ebook into, you can have it put on Sony Reader, on Barnes & Noble Nook, on the Apple Store for iBook and iPad, and they do it all for free. So those are great resources. And wanted to talk about the labeling process. All those things we'll talk about next time on December 22nd, next Thursday, at the same time at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern. So just wanted to open it up here to see what your thoughts are, what nuggets you've gotten from this from today, and if you have questions. Yeah, you guys want to jump in? Anybody?
Dr. Joanne, they're on here.
Yeah.
I had a question in reference to selling products and information. In reference to, like, getting it published, is this a book? Or if it's just a product, like, what's the difference? And, you know, will people value it more if it's published versus just on, like, CD or audio? Program.
Okay, that's a good.
Doing a seminar.
Okay, that's a good question. Yeah, I think it's good to have your information in as many different formats as you can, and I think there's people tend to buy in levels. You know, and that some people may want to just start with a book, an ebook, because they know it's inexpensive and it's a low risk way to get to know you. And then maybe they want to get a seminar, or that may well lead to becoming your coaching client down the road, or very soon after that. I've gotten a lot of most of my clients from people reading my book, so you can think of your book as a lead generator, a way to get people in the door. I think with books, people tend to, the ceiling is about $20. People think that the most people are willing to pay for a book. In general, is $20. They think in that range, $15 to $20. Whereas if you have a training system, if you call something a training system, let's say a series of CDs or a series of DVDs, then they'll pay. You know, it's a much higher perceived value for something like that. They'll pay $90. You could sell something easily. Sell a training system for $97, $297, or I've seen $697. I've seen $997. $1,000. I've seen up to $5,000 training systems. the sky's the limit. It's just all the perceived value. So I think it's good to. But then, of course, you have less people buying that, whereas more people will be willing to buy a book. So I think it's good to have it in both formats. I think DVDs tend to have a higher perceived value than CDs. So I would say books and a book and a CD, would be about the same in terms of people will pay $10 to $15 to $20 for a book, or one book, one CD, one audio. For a DVD, they'll pay more, $20, $29 up to, It's a $50 for a DVD, depending on how focused it is, how niched it is. And if you think of it in terms of the quality of the material, if you have something that no one else is offering and that is very specialized, and you market it that way, then you can sell it for a much higher value. And then also think about your market, what they're willing to pay, kind of thing. So who are the kinds of clients that you have? Like you're in Florida, right?
Yes.
So do you think, well, in your area, of course, you can market it anywhere in the world, kind of thing too. In Florida, do you think people tend to be a higher income bracket there? Yeah, I mean, people go there to retire, right? And, yeah, so
yeah, I have very wealthy clients. So.
Yeah, that's great. So most of the time, yeah, money's not an object. It's more they're thinking of the quality, right? That's a great thing to say to yourself, a good positive affirmation, power words. I have very wealthy clients, or I'm attracting more and more wealthy clients all the time. So especially parents, like you're working with kids, right? And so parents, you know, willing to buy, you know, these kinds of training materials for their kids. They'll buy just about anything that will help their kid to improve. And oftentimes the parents find that, wow, this is really helpful for me as a parent as well as my child. So they're, because the mental training applies to everything in life, of course. So, yeah, you could write, I mean, you've got this, the performance playbook, it's called, right? Is that for kids or parents or both?
For everybody. I've pretty much also targeting people that are looking to lose weight or, you know, improve their just general performance in terms of, like, an athletic enhancement. So, I'm gearing it towards that population and my clients as well, not just kids.
Yeah, so that's great. Yeah, losing weight is a huge thing that people are forever trying to lose weight, and you get the repeat clients back, people who've lost weight, and then they gain it back again, so they need your help again to lose more weight. And so,
what's pretty cool is two of my good friends, my buddy Manny, he's a 6-time Ultimate Athlete champion and event down here, and another girl who's studying to be a nutritionist. We're putting on an event at the end of March next year. So we're combining, you know, all three aspects of performance, mental, nutritional, and physical. And we're going to put on a seminar for all our clients and people in the area.
Great. Fantastic. So a live seminar?
Live seminar, yeah. And, you know, my goal is to have five product developed to sell at the back of the table for people to purchase, and also coaching services and webinar events. So all this stuff is very helpful.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. What's the date of your event? Do you have a date that's coming up for your life summer?
We just got a proposal today for the bus. So planning on the end of March, March 24th. Okay. Middle of the day, like a luncheon as well.
Oh, yeah.
People can get lunch and get motivated at the same time.
Oh, great. Yeah. So one idea you could have is, you know, you'll have your presentation at some point in the seminar, right? Let's say you're doing an hour or two or whatever. You can practice your presentation ahead of time. You know, it's good to just actually say it out loud and practice it. So you can just record it on your computer, and that gives you really great practice and also creates a product right there. You can just have your whole presentation recorded in, you know, good quality audio ahead of time, and then you could just duplicate a few CDs. You could just easily do it in your computer or or if you have time ahead of time, you know, have Kunaki does them for $1 a piece, then just you know, take those to the you know, create labels for them and just take them to the event. So you'll have then you can say at the end of your talk, if you would like a copy of my presentation today, we have those available in the back of the room, and people will gladly pay you for that. So that's another idea for creating a product right there. Yeah.
And definitely going to do it. I also wanted to tell everybody that there's a website. It's either, I believe it's voice123.com.
Voice?
Voice123.com. And you can pay. They have professional narrators from females to you know, just general you know, males or whatever you want, athletic type voices, and they'll record your audiobook for you and send it to you, professionally done, so you can pay for them to do that.
Great.
It's also an option if people are busy with their lifestyle and don't have the time to record their own book.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. Yeah. so you have you used that yourself?
I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to plan on using it for my program.
Okay.
Because I found that recording it in my own house, I just don't get the same effect as going to a studio. And the time you spend in the studio can be monstrous with editing and everything going on.
Yeah, you mean expensive?
So it's very expensive, yeah. So it's, I feel it'll be a lot more come out, the quality of it, because people, the perception is right off of the bat, the quality of the soundtrack. So the quality will come out a lot nicer professionally done versus doing it in the house.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Unless you have the setup with the sound barrier, the walls, and, you know, everything going for you, but it's an art.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a great resource. Thanks for sharing that. And you'd probably want to, yeah, hopefully you can hear the samples of the people's voices there so you can pick out someone that sounds really professional and all. That would
yeah,
be good.
Definitely can hear. They have samples that you can hear on the website so you can get a taste for what it would come out like.
Yeah, that's great, because there is an art to that. But I think, yeah, also it's just, you know, I've seen a lot of audios out there, I've heard a lot of them that aren't that good quality for, you know, you want to strive for the best audio quality you can, but it doesn't have to be perfect. People will pay you for the content, for the quality of your content. So really focus on getting good, you know, learning materials and information and just sharing who you are. That's what people will pay for the most is your insights and what you can share with them. And then if you can have both, that's even better. Just, you know, have, you know, your good quality recording as well. I have just a Shure, you know, like a $99 Shure microphone that you can get at any audio store. And I just have that hooked up here to my computer. So if you make a small investment in a good microphone, that can make a huge difference in the quality of your recording too. So another option is you can record it at home, and then you can go have it cleaned up by a place like that, or go to Fiverr.com and people will, you know, clean it up there too. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. Yeah. So you can, yeah, it's amazing. These audio editors, they can make huge differences too. But I remember when I recorded my book a long time ago, I spent like $2,000 just cleaning up the little clicks and ums and ahs on there. And it was ridiculous. I spent so much money. And I realized, you know, all these other people are charging, you know, $300 for their training system or $500. And they, you know, they've got all kinds of mistakes on their audios. And but they're just, people will pay for it because it's really good material, and they don't care about the ums and ahs and the other stuff. you know, you probably don't want to have toilets flushing in the background. That might
exactly.
be a little distracting. I've heard that before, too. And dogs barking.
For anybody on the call that hasn't used Fiverr.com, it's amazing. I've been using it a lot. And I actually have somebody editing my book right now, and I'm shocked at how much effort they put into editing, a program and helping out. You can pay hundreds of dollars for that, so definitely check it out. It's an amazing website.
Wow. Yeah, and they'll edit your entire book for the $5 or just a section of it?
I have it in four parts, and I send it to them in parts. So they'll edit each part for $5.
Yeah, that's great. And you get a sample of their editing for the first part so you can decide if they're good and that kind of thing. So, yeah, that is great. I appreciate you sharing those resources. Yeah, and Fiverr.com is great. Yeah, you can do editing on there. You could get people to do your videos. I mean, I think, Daron, you've had people do amazing videos for you. And, record MP3s. You could get professional narrators on there too, to narrate your book, to introduce you. They could put music at the beginning and end of your audio if you want. All kinds of services, just about anything. you crack up. You just go on there and say, it'll say, "I will sing a song for you in a hot dog outfit for $5." Just really funny stuff. But there's very professional people on there that will do great work for you as well. So just check it out. And I just want to thank you all for attending today. And if you have questions, feel free to email me, and I'll answer them on our next call here. And Ricky, I wanted to say hello to you. He just emailed me from Brazil. Ricky's into tennis as well, so Amy, you'll be glad to know that. He's really and he is going to be joining us on our next call from Brazil down there. He's been real busy with, I guess, his other job, but now he's going to really focus on our Performing Edge Coach training program. So I want to really encourage all of you during these next couple of weeks to, set your goals for next year. Maybe on our next call you can each, tell us what your goal is for the year or what your first goal is for the first part of the year so that like you have Daron with your seminar, that's a great project, and then we'll so that you can really have a vision for what make your 2012 your best year ever, and really make this Performing Edge Coach program one of your priorities to really get your business going, get your income going, get clients coming in, and we can all support each other in getting that. Excitement going so that you create the ideal business for yourself that you've always wanted that just continues to bring in income and creates the lifestyle that you want. So that'll be great. Again, I'm going to be doing a new Performing Edge course as well, a live course starting at the middle of January. So get your affiliate link if you like. Just go to the top of the Coach Resources page on the Performing Edge Coach site there. Click on Coach Resources, and there's a link right there that you can just sign up for free to get a link, for your own unique link, and then you can put it on your website and anywhere you like, tweet about it, and you're in a great position to get the word out there and then make a great income from this as well. We can partner together. And I want to just thank everyone for investing your time in coming today. And we'll do a product creation part two on our next call next week on the 22nd. So be sure to come to that as well. I know TJ is going to be joining us and I think Sue Hasker and some other people too, so it'll be great to have all of you here. So thank you so much for joining us again, and we'll catch you next week, next Thursday, this same time at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. So thanks. Have a great day, everyone. Bye now.
Thanks, Joanne.
All right. Bye now. Have a good day.